me? Why do I feel like I'm missing something? This is it? This is the usual? I don't know why I'm so confused. Okay.
I have those feelings sometimes too, that I'm just like honestly kind of off track a little bit.
Yeah, like, I feel like I usually have something else in my hand, but I guess no. This is just a mic, myself, and you.
And me. little contingency. Actually, I've recently found out that sometimes like I just say words and they aren't even used in the right context. So I don't even know if I just use that in the right context either. But
I don't even know what contingency means. So
me neither.
No fact checking
but I
here.
Use it. So
good. Do it.
No, because I don't like when I'm in a conversation and love my mom to death. Love her. Love her. My mom is a fact checker. We'll be talking and I'll be like, oh yeah, like no, I think it's warm there. Like I think it's warm. Like we'll be talking. I'll just be like, yeah, I think it's warm. I see my mom twiddling her thumbs, and because she's Googling it or she's looking it up, like she's pulling up somebody's Facebook or Instagram to show me how I'm wrong. And I'm like, just let me be.
I think I'm one of those people too, because anytime like a question like rises in my head, I'm like, just can you Google that? But I always have to Google it because no one wants to pull out Google to search the simplest little questions, but I have to know the answer.
It's different though if we were talking about like something like that where you're like, oh wait, no, let me Google that. But it's more of like casual conversation, like if we're saying something or we're just like talking about something and she will pull out her phone and she will fact check me, and I'm like, listen, because she needs to be right. And I don't think that it's me having a therapy session. I don't think she understands where it comes from, but I know, and it's one of my pet peeves is like, and you know what, Isaac does it too, because sometimes we'll be talking and I'll be like, oh yeah, no, I don't think that that's a thing, no, I don't think so, and then he'll look it up if it is going to serve him in a positive way. Like if it's going to like work out so we can go do something that he wants to do, he'll look it up. But if it's me, he'll be like, yeah, I don't think so either. So stop.
No fact checking here.
No, I literally am like, if it's not harmful, don't fact check. Yeah. You know, like I was listening, I'm not going to talk about the podcast, but I was listening to a podcast the other day and they were talking about how lying back in the day, like before internet and before Google, mm-hmm. was so easy. Like I could look at you and I could be like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And you honestly would just kind of have to believe it.
Who would know the real answer? You don't. You just have to take it as their word for it.
No, and that's terrifying, honestly, because the type of gullible that I am.
Yeah. Like April Fools.
No, I can't even talk about April Fools because I literally like texted Sarah because I was honestly staying off my phone yesterday, and because it was April Fools, and I just kind of had to like text her back. So I text her at like the beginning of the day and then I didn't text her back, and I had to let her know, hey girl,
I was so worried.
The paranoia that I have is like I'm being like hunted. Like I am literally like, and then Sarah sent me the little, Sarah sent me the little like SpongeBob episode meme from where he does the, such a niche episode, but in the back it said like wanted maniac, and I told Sarah, that's literally me though. This, it was like a great picture. Maybe I'll even put it in the freaking
document. Yeah,
because
you were on edge. You were like keeping your eye out for all the April Fool's jokes.
No, because I didn't
like playing a joke.
No,
I love it. I usually forget it's April Fool's until it's April 1st and I see someone do it, or like I see a little joke. I went with it yesterday. I was sitting there giggling all day, but I didn't do it to Destiny because I knew I just couldn't do it to her.
And the thing is that I felt that energy, and that's also why I sent Sarah a text. I was like, listen, I want to let you know, April Fool's, not my holiday. You know, I choose not to celebrate. And Sarah was like, oh my gosh, I was thinking about doing something. I said, and I felt that. I had to let you know that if you tried me today, we were probably gonna get into an argument.
I knew not to say anything to you. I only did it to Chris, my dad, and my Patreon, like the book club.
Oh, yeah. Those are the only things because I saw you do that too. It came up in my email notification and I was like, oh my god,
I had so much fun. I told them I did want it in the Discord, but on the Patreon I told them that we're switching up our April book to a classic. But the thing about me is if I do an April Fool's joke, it'll last like 2 seconds. Like, I have to tell, like, I have to say, like, April Fool's right after. Like, I was sitting there shaking. I was like, I have to say it's April Fool's. I'm kidding. But that was so funny. I was playing pranks all day.
April Fool's. When I was a kid, I didn't even like April Fool's either. I think that's where my trust issue stemmed from.
Yeah.
I think, is April Fool's.
Yeah. Chris is really gullible, too, so I love doing it to him. And my dad, too. Every year, I get my dad, and he believes me. It's so funny.
Dads just will do that, though. You know, they'll believe it's like, anything.
Why would I lie to him? Yeah.
No, literally. No, or they'll just, like, see an article, and, like, my dad will do this sometimes. So I'll be like, did you see this? And I'll be like, either A, that was from 5 weeks ago, and it's because you're looking at Facebook reels, and so that already happened. Or B, my parents don't really get clickbait. As like in articles and stuff, so they'll be like, oh my god, I saw a thing, and I'll be like, that's clickbait. Or like my mom will say, I saw something on TikTok shop, and I'll be like, girl, don't, you know. But they did almost get me the other day for the first time. TikTok shop almost got me, y'all. They almost got me in their hands.
Which one was it?
I'm almost embarrassed to say what it is. But if you know me, I'm a sucker for like sour candy, and there's this woman.
Oh, it was food?
Yes, it was. No, and that's what's embarrassing. And because the woman's name is Mama V, and she makes these like gushers, and they kind of are like coated in the sour stuff. And so, I mean, I kid you not, I saw like 15 come up on my For You page, and I was like, you know what? They're going to get me. And because it's sold out on her website, but somehow it was on TikTok shop. And so I was like, okay, obviously I have to get these. I added them to cart. I went all the way to checkout. And then I almost had like this moment of just like coming to reality. And I was like, what the hell are you doing? No. And then I X'd out of the app, and now I keep on seeing videos for that candy. Yeah, now it's on your page like
all day, every day.
They're trying to get me. They really get you.
They got me. Oh. I've got... The first one was the hair tool, the hot hairbrush.
Oh, God.
Works wonders.
I know
wonders.
Exactly what you're talking about.
It works. Like, I know that's all, like, always an ad, but I use it sometimes, and it's so good. That, I got... there was something else, and then I just bought a t-shirt that I saw someone posted, and it was so cute. And it was... This is, like, when I wake up in the middle of the night and go on TikTok. That's when I bought that one, so...
Oh.
Sometimes I have questionable shopping choices, like, half asleep, but... There's another one I bought, and I forgot what it was. They get me sometimes.
And then you think it's a target.
Yeah, but I'm the target audience for Instagram ads, TikTok. Any ad, I'll probably buy it.
The ones that work on me on Instagram are always for the dogs. Like, the other day, I bought Charlie a cute harness and, like, a good... Because when I walk Charlie just with regular, like, a regular leash, I will loop it around my waist. Mm. And somehow my phone knew that. So they sent me an ad on Instagram stories for one that was, like... it's like roped. It's like super good. I got it. And it's been life-changing for our walks and rides. And I also got her a harness, and the harness was so small. Like, she's a medium dog, and it literally was like, it looked like it was supposed to fit like a chihuahua. Like, I was like, what is going on here? My dog now feels bad about herself. Aww. And I almost wrote that in the review, because the look on Charlie's face when I couldn't get it to clip. I mean, like, it was like a pipe dream to get this thing to clip around, you know? Like, I was like, girl, we're just not getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, I was like, that's just how it is.
Yeah, but the ads are sometimes good because they're so curated to you that it's like, yeah, maybe I do need this.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, they are watching you at all times. Remember, like, when this first became a thing that people, like, figured out that, like, your phone is taking data from your searches and what you're looking at online and catering ads to you? Like, I'm saying this is probably 2015, 2016, and people were posting on YouTube these videos of, like, them holding their phone and talking about, like, dog food or cat food, and then they were like, look, I got an ad on Facebook for it, like, the next day. They were literally like, oh my god, that's when we started doing the cover up the cameras on your laptop.
Oh my god, I remember that
phone.
Yeah,
that's paranoia.
We've accepted it now. Oh, it's no. Like, I'll start searching certain things so that I do get the ad, so that they are listening to me.
No, it's like the same thing when people were like, aliens are gonna, you know, come down. People were like, okay, I mean, I'm for it. And I was like, really? It's that simple that we're just gonna, like, give in? Like, we're just gonna be like, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like aliens are so, like, normalized, like, the the fact of people seeing like UFOs or something. It's like if someone sees one and I see it like on the TV or on like a TikTok or something, I'm like, yeah, I've seen these before.
I almost think that if I saw a UFO in person, I'd be like, that checks out. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. It was bound to happen.
Yeah. And I would just keep walking, because what does that have to do with me? Do you want to know what's going to happen if I make that something to do with me? Y'all aren't going to see me again. So I'm going to mind my business, and I'm going to keep it pushing.
I'm going like this. No. I'm waving my arms up. I said, come over here.
I unfortunately read the first few chapters of Ice Planet Barbarians, and I don't want any part of it.
I know I got that book. I think I unhauled that book, actually.
Thank God. I think it was after like 10,000 times me telling Sarah, do not read it. Well, because what did you think of Bride when you read it? I forgot.
Yeah, I don't think paranormal romances are
no.
for me.
Oh my God, I'm gonna throw up thinking about it.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about that one. I'm all for wings and bat fantasy, but something about the paranormal, but I don't know.
We're not necessarily
what it is.
Taking the wings and y'all know what I mean. That was like a new low. I wanted to like take a bar of soap and split it into two and just shove it into my eyeballs, and I wanted to then time travel back in time and never even pick the book up. Like, the book wasn't bad, but just like that sent me into a spiral.
Yeah.
It was funny. Well, not funny to read, but it was funny to experience, I guess.
It was all not universal, but all of us that have read it. We've all experienced it together.
Yeah, but there are some Omegaverse girlies that are like, yeah, like this is a known thing. And I'm like, listen, I dipped my pinky toe in and I extracted it and cut it off after. Now I have four toes on my left foot.
Yeah, we're just not, that's not our, what is it? Not, is that a genre or is that a trope?
It's kind of like a subgenre, I guess, like paranormal romance subgenre, yeah. Omegaverse, like that type of thing. But we're going to move on to our drinks of the episode. Everybody, welcome back to the Bookmarked podcast, or welcome if this is your first time. Welcome to two girls
chatting about who knows what, mixed with some books, some random topics, and that's what you'll get.
We don't even know what's going to come out of our mouth. So, but do you want to talk about your dote today? She told me she had to heat it up, guys. So I'm on the edge of my seat.
I knew that was like questionable. She's like, are you ready to film? And I was like, I'm actually, let me just heat up my drink real quick. But it's just hot coffee. It was just not
hot
anymore.
I was like, is it a hot matcha? Is it a hot coffee?
Yeah, I guess it could have been. There were some options.
It could have been anything. It could have been soup that you just decided to say was a beverage.
I sit here and drink soup. No, it's literally just hot coffee from before, but it was sitting for too long.
You do drink soup. You don't eat soup. You sip soup.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I feel like it's normalized to drink your soup with the spoon, but I guess if you're drinking soup,
I'm just gonna start chugging it. Honestly, I'm gonna pour it in a cup and I'm just gonna bottoms up.
Well, I guess that's if it's like when I have like miso soup, I just have the broth, so that is drinking it. But I feel like soup usually has like chicken noodle, like you're not drinking chicken.
But I don't swallow it. I just like, it's like mac and cheese. Like, I just go straight.
You don't chew mac and
no.
Oh wow, is this normal?
No, because I remember people? When I was in high school, I like was swallowing mac and cheese in front of like some of my friends, and they like kind of stopped. They were like, Destiny, and I was like, yeah. And they were like, are you not chewing? And I was like, no.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of normal, because when I got my wisdom teeth out, I was swallowing things, but that's because I couldn't chew it.
It's a practice craft for sure. Yeah,
next time we have mac and cheese together. What's your dote?
Okay, so I have two. One of them, of course, is a water.
Wonderful.
Sign to drink your water. Make sure you're getting to it. The other day, I had been slacking on my water, convinced myself I had a UTI, started crying in the car on the way to the gym. I was completely fine. That didn't happen, but I was scared. So drink your water. But then I also have a Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar, because while water is important, it's not fun. So we have this one to give it a little fun to our Thursday.
What is it? Dr. Pepper Zero?
Yeah, it's like zero sugar. It's like, oh God, what do they say? Like, when I watch Rachel's vlog, she says Coke no sugar or Coke.
I think that was British. Wait, let me change it to Australian. Hold on.
No, hold on.
Every time I try to do an accent, it's only British. I can't get... I can do it in my head, but, like, speaking it, I can't. But I've never had a Dr. Pepper Zero. I would try
Neither
that.
Have I.
I, like, usually just have a regular. Does it taste the same?
Well, Diet Coke, you can taste the difference, and it's the stuff in it that will kill you that you can definitely taste. But, you know, I just ignore it. But with, like, the zero sugar... It tastes the same to me. Like, it literally tastes the exact same.
We need to do when you... Okay, you know when they cover the drinks and put the straws in, you have to guess what drink it is? I think we should do that.
Okay, throwing it back to, like, old school YouTube.
I see it sometimes on TikTok. People will do it, like, random drinks. I think we should do it. I think that's
so
fun.
You know what? Sometimes TikTok literally is just regurgitating stuff that we watched on YouTube so many years ago, and they're just bringing it back onto a different platform. You know what we should bring back?
Challenges are
fun. This is niche... What do you mean? Yeah, challenges? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else watched the Dolan Twins video back in the day of them. Was it Dolan Twins? Yes, it was the Dolan Twins.
Yeah, the Dolan Twins. Yeah.
You took a half gallon of milk. This is so niche, and this was on YouTube, and I used to watch these. And you put food coloring in them, and it was called, like, Rainbow Milk Challenge or something like that. And basically, because it's a well-known fact that, like, if you try to chug a whole entire gallon of milk, you'll throw up. So the
thing, you throw up rainbow.
Yeah, so that you drank it, and, like, you were just, like, throwing up.
Oh, God. Who came
and
up with these?
And the Dolan Twins did it.
I would eat up watching challenge. Do you remember the Chapstick Challenge?
Do you remember the cinnamon challenge?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. And the ice. What was the other one with the ice and the salt that you, like, would burn your arm? The salt
Kylie
ice, whatever.
Kylie Lip challenge?
I never did the cinnamon challenge. I was too scared because I just saw people literally choking.
Fluffy bunny challenge?
Fluffy bunny. Oh, my God. That's funny. When we were at Chris's birthday weekend, there was extra marshmallows, and we did the fluffy bunny challenge.
So I did that at school one time and almost choked.
Yeah, I didn't do it. It grosses
me
out.
I did,
like,
choke.
Oh, that's not good. I don't... The thought of having some, like... I can't. It grosses me out.
Marshmallows don't hit, but Peeps do. Wow, I didn't get any Peeps. Shout out to the other people who don't get adult Easter baskets, because I didn't.
I got, like, a... Not an Easter basket, but a Peep stuffed animal and a pack of gum.
Aww.
From the Easter Bunny.
Oh my God, I almost sent Sarah this jelly cat, and it was literally her, and it was a bunny ballerina, and its little ears were tied back, and it had the little ballet shirt on with the little tutu, and it is literally Sarah. I'm gonna try to find it. I'm gonna put it on the document. It is literally Sarah.
Oh,
and I meant to send it to her.
I haven't seen that one. Well, Destiny didn't tell you guys, but she was on a jelly cat spiral the other night. I've never seen this one with a tutu.
It tells you how deep I was.
Yeah, literally, that's how long Destiny was looking at jelly cats. She saw this one.
Well, because I was like, ooh, I want to decorate my bookshelves, and I was like, what can I use? And then I was like, ooh, jelly cats, because I have the great ones that Sarah got me, and they're Christmas themed. So I was like, ooh, let's, like, switch it up, let's get some, like, ones that are, like, every day, because I have a little tulips over there. So I was like, ooh, I'm gonna get some more. One of the worst financial decisions that I've made this year.
No, but it's worth it. They're just so cute.
Well,
I told Destiny they need a book one, like a book with eyes and feet. And Destiny goes, no, they have books on here.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
They have children's books, but not stuffed animal books. We need to tell them to make a book. Jelly Cat.
Hey, Jelly Cat, come collab with us. But
work with us.
Yeah, it was a bad financial decision, but do you want to know what would be a good financial decision?
What?
If everybody bought today's sponsor, which is Daily Grind Planner.
So true. Shout out Daily
Grind
Planner.
So true.
Thank you for being our
Daily
first
Grind.
Sponsor on the video.
Sponsor of the pod. So we're going to tell you guys all about the Daily Grind Planner. We've been using it lately, and it's all completely customizable, personal, guys. It has all the stuff for the bookish girlies, and if you're wanting to do new goals, let us tell you a little bit more about it.
We like to stay planned and organized.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we love a good planner. It's also really cute.
No, they're so cute. This is mine. This is mine. I don't know if y'all can see, but it's this green color, and you put all of the little binding clips in it and stuff. I'm going to have some B-roll shots if you want to go onto the video and see. But basically, the Daily Grind Planner is the first planner that you'll ever use cover to cover. And listen, I am a planner girly through and through. I plan on multiple different forms of my life, but I have never finished a planner. So maybe the Daily Grind planner can take the spot as being the first one.
Also, a unique 4-month goal setting planning system that helps simplify your life, focus on the goals that matter to you, and actually make stuff happen.
Yes, you're actually able to build your dream planner, or you can make it a journal with inserts, just like the new reading tracker, habit tracker, and they are lined and dot gridded pages. You can never run out. Literally, I opened the package and I was like, wow,
yeah, there's so much here. There's so much. They literally have anything you want for planning and organizing all in this one place.
Yes, and it's literally wonderful. For the book girlies. They have a whole entire reading tracker that way, because I know, like, the reading journal stuff can be a little, like, challenging sometimes. This one, it's just all set out for you, and it's so aesthetic.
Yeah, it definitely can get intimidating doing it on your own. There's reading challenges, reading goals, reading monthly wrap-ups, everything kind of planned out for you. Thousands of Daily Grind planners have finally found a system that helps them create their perfect morning, night routine, stay consistent with their habits, and completely change the outlook on their day-to-day. Knowing me and Des, we always need a good routine, and this definitely helps out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Also, the Daily Grind is a community. They actually have a Facebook group where you can all join. All of the planners and journalers can join and share their achievements, inspo, challenges, roadblocks, encouragement, etc. So with the Daily Grind planner, you can enter a family that's 100% supportive of your goals and helps you stay motivated, which motivation is hard to come by. So it's nice to have a community where other people can keep you accountable.
For sure. We love our Daily Grind planners. Highly recommend if you want to say up to date on your goals and just organize. Everything is in this one beautiful planner.
We'll have it linked down below for you guys and have all of the information down below for you guys to shop. Yes. And thank you so much again to Daily Grind Planner for being the sponsor of the podcast. Woo! Today's episode.
We did say something about what today's episode is. I think in the last episode, we talked about doing this for an episode. That was so vague to just say. We are going to be doing some kind of like hot takes.
It's kind of like hot takes. The idea is that we got it from the Zane and Heath podcast, as we do with most.
Yes.
But basically, I think what they were saying was that they made a list of things that people, like, that they're convinced that everybody says that they like just because that they think other people like them.
Yeah, so things, yes. Which, when I was listening to it, some of the things we're going to be saying is probably things you may like, and obviously they're liked for a reason, and why we're bringing these up is because people like them, but when I was listening to the Zane and Heath one, there was, like, a few, and I was like, Chris loves that. I was like, it's so funny when people bring it up. Like, they said seltzer, and then they said something like, I don't know what it was, but I was like, I was laughing because I was like, this is so funny because Chris likes those things.
Well, some of you guys are going to like them at the end of the day. This is all just for like jokes and fun. We are not judging anybody who actually may like these things. These are just things that maybe we don't like. And I'm a little bit convinced that you guys don't like them either. And we're all just pretending.
Yes. We also asked you guys, so after me and Des give ours, we have kind of like a general part, and then we also have a bookish edition, but we asked you guys on our story, so after we give ours, we will read some off of what you guys were saying. Do you want to start us off? You want me to start us off?
Are you starting with general?
Yes.
Okay. So the first general one that I have is the like specific skincare face masks. Like you guys know, because I watch these videos. I do. But like where somebody's like self-care night or like skincare routine on TikTok, and then they put on like the face mask that you have to like get out of the pot and put on. Mm-hmm. I am convinced that we are all either A, pretending to like them, or B, doing it for the aesthetic, and we don't actually like doing it because it's annoying to wash off.
No, those are the worst to wash off. The aesthetic for sure, because I think it's kind of, one, maybe because it's fun to put on and it's cute when it's on, but the act of having that on your face and washing it off is not too fun. Those are the worst to wash off.
It's like,
but also, let's just like masks, face masks in general, the ones that get all over your hairline, you have to like put it on your face and you take it off and it's all like gross. Maybe I just don't love face masks.
This may be just like a little bit of like whatever from one time. I think I was like a freshman in high school and I put on one of those face masks, but it was a clay face mask, and it ripped off half of my eyebrow.
Oh, did you put too much like on your hair?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I was like picking at it and then just like ripped off.
Yeah. Oh my god, I've done one before and it was painful to take off because I guess it like stuck onto like the little hairs that were on my face.
Oh yeah,
that was painful. My first one comes to no shock to anyone. Flying. You're gonna tell me you enjoy it? Or anyone that just likes to travel a lot? I think traveling, like going to a new place, majority probably likes. The act of actually flying, you're cramped. You have to sit for long hours. You can only do so many things. You have to be quiet.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't like flying at all. I just, like, flying is a thing that I'm like, do we all like it or do we all just know that we have to do it? Like, I genuinely want to know, like, if there are people out there who genuinely are like, I can't wait to get on this plane. Like, I know, like, when you do a road trip, like, if you did frequent road trips, it's not fun. But, like, when you do a road trip, you're like, ooh, road trip, like, can't wait. Like, some people like being in the car. But I don't know anybody who actually just, like, I love to get on a plane.
Yeah. Unless it's, like, not too long of a flight and you're, like, excited to get on a plane and not be connected. You know, you, like, disconnect for a little bit.
Never
do your own thing.
Never.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither, but I think that's the only way I could see.
I'm frantic. I don't even need to be on social media. That's not what it is. I am frantically thinking that most of the time it's my mom. If my mom's not with me, it's my mom and Isaac. Are one of them trying to get a hold of me? Is something happening while I'm in the air that is happening on the ground that I am going to open my phone? There's going to be terrible news. Like, I will pay for messaging every single time because even if I get no text, I need it.
Yeah, there's something about being, because you, no control when you're up in that air. You're just for however long up there. Oh.
I saw on a podcast I was watching, they were talking about airplanes. And he was talking about, and I wanted to share this because how I recently had to fly to go to Orlando. How I don't think I talked about it in the pod, but I had very, very, very bad turbulence. And it made me fearful, like, where I was like, oh, I'm gonna develop like a fear of going on planes, like, this is like 100%. And I was watching this podcast and he was talking about how, like, he used to have a fear of death and, like, he used to be like, oh my god, like, I can't imagine this. And now he's not scared, and so he'll just kind of be like, if it starts like turbulence, he'll be like, yeah, I mean, you're not tearing me away from whatever I'm watching, though. Like, I mean, whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen. And when we had bad turbulence, I looked at my mom after we landed. I said, I came to terms with me dying this way way too quickly. In my brain, I was like, we're going to nosedive. I just hope that I don't burn. I just would rather go out.
Yeah, you start, like, planning. Quickly. What's going to happen?
Yeah. No, I was like, should I start leaving a voicemail? Should I, like, try to leave a text message? Should I leave an app on my notes? Is it going to go to my iPad to where they're like these are thoughts that go through my brain in these scenarios in a matter of like 2 minutes, where I'm like, okay, I hope that it doesn't like burn. I hope I just die quickly, but I'm fine though. I'll keep on listening to Taylor Swift, and that's just how I'll go out. Like, that's just how I go. It's similar to, like, a few years ago, me and Isaac were in Florida and we were doing jet skis. If you know me, I don't like to do anything that rises your adrenaline. I don't like roller coasters. I don't want to do anything that's not completely safe. Which, I mean, most things in life aren't. But it started storm. We're in the middle of the ocean. I may have told the story before. Even if I have, just listen, okay? It's the middle of the ocean. And you know, when it's a sunny day, even when you're in the middle of the ocean, you can kind of see, you know, like, what's going on. Imagine when it's the middle of the day and storm clouds roll in and you just know it's about to be a bad thunderstorm.
Yeah.
That's what happened. We're in the middle of the ocean. The water turns black.
Yeah, and it's terrifying.
It's me and Isaac. We're both on our own jet skis. And I look at the guy and I say, but there's no sharks. And he's like, I mean, not big ones. And the thing is that I don't know our definition of big, you know? And also, he did say that there are sharks. He was, you know. So he's like, let's go really fast and go back to the whatever. It starts raining. And if anybody's been on a jet ski while it's raining, it literally feels like bullets are hitting your skin.
Yeah, it hurts, like, sliding so bad. Off.
Yes. And so I'm on a jet ski all alone. And it's hitting my eyes. Like, I can't even keep my eyes open. So I start having a panic attack. They went off without me. Isaac's gone. The guy is gone. I can't see them. I don't know where they're at. And I know, like, a general direction to go. I kid you not, I had a come to Jesus moment. I was like, if this is how I go, I literally said, Jesus, take the wheel, close my eyes, and gun it. I just started going, closed my eyes, and was like, this is how I go out, but if not, just lead me to where I need to go.
You just,
I opened my
fate.
Eyes right before I hit, like, the piece of the bridge. Mm-hmm. I almost crashed directly into the bridge. It would have killed me. I was going like a cool like 60, you know, like I was like really trying to get there. And Isaac had just happened to turn around, and I don't know if I sensed him. I don't know. And I open my eyes, and Isaac just has this look of anguish on his face, like, oh my God, you were about to smack into this wall. And I was like, yeah, yeah. I mean, that was just how it was going to go.
Yeah, how else? Yeah. You had to just accept that that's...
Yeah.
That's what was going to happen. That's terrifying. That was, I was, one of my things on my list is swimming in the ocean. Or just, like, liking the ocean.
Yeah, let's get into that.
It's so scary. Like, I'll take a dip in the ocean for sure. Running out of there after. It scares me. I'll tell
you why. It's not even just sharks. One time I went to Florida... jellyfish there, it was like jellyfish season, and everybody, like, I'm dramatic, hey, I'm pretty sure we all know that by now, something, I feel like it's one of the first things that, like, when you get to talking to me, you go, oh wow, this girl's dramatic, and, you know, it's not a great trait that I have, but it's there, so I have to talk about it. I'm crying, like, 100%, because there's it's like I can't move, there are so many jellyfish around me. And it's like, I'm freaking out, like, I'm going to get stung, and I know the only remedy is, like, someone has to pee on me. Like, that, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's
such a crazy concept.
And so I'm freaking out, and it's like my mom and Isaac, and they're like, Destiny, it's fine. And you have all the locals around us, and they're like, honey, they don't sting. They're not that type.
I've never heard of that. Don't.
I know this now. They're like, no, they're clear, because you could see them, but they were the clear ones.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, look, and they go to pick it up. Screaming bloody murder, like I had just got stung, and they were like, look, no, like, look, stingrays. I've been in the ocean, stingrays. In the ocean where there are sharks near.
To me, it's not even like the scary ones. Like, even if there's a fish near me, I start freaking out. When we used to go on vacation, I was younger, my family would snorkel, and I would stay on the boat because it freaks. I can't, any type of thing in the ocean, seaweed touches me, screaming. Just because, like, when you feel that, you don't know it's seaweed at first. It's just slimy on your leg. Oh, my God. Freak out. And plus, the oceans here, you can't see in the New Jersey oceans. You can't really see the bottom of the ocean like you do in, like, a tropical place. You don't know what's in there.
And for me, it's more, in recent years, it's become stingrays, because literally it is deadly if you... Okay, again, fact check me, because this may be wrong, but I've heard that it's, like, pretty much deadly, or it hurts really bad. Like, if you got stung by a jellyfish and thought it hurt, get stung by a stingray. It goes in. They stab you.
Wait, isn't that how Steve Irwin died?
Yes. And hey, so I don't maybe it trust is deadly. Them ever since they took my man out like that. I don't. I remember
at the zoos, you can, like, touch the stingrays. I never did. I was too scared.
Because what is stopping them from just flip? And they stab me.
Yeah.
I'm bleeding out. I've come to terms with death. As we have learned on this podcast episode, I come to terms with it way too easily.
Ocean, don't mess with it. Do people still go? I don't. That's one thing I think people are pretending Taylor to Swift like. Does. I don't love zoos. Maybe it's just me. I always just feel bad.
Oh, no. The guilt that I feel anytime that I went to a zoo in my older age, that I'm like, let me get these animals back in the wild.
Yeah, like, maybe they do like it. We can't really ask them, but, like, in my head, I feel bad.
I had written down on here sparkling water. Listen.
Like a
is
seltzer?
Is it Perrier? Or like no, it's a different one. What is the one? Is it Perrier? Perrier, or there's, like, one with a yellow label, LaCroix. Any way you want to flip it, even down to, like, Celsius, how Celsius is, like, sparkling. Mm-hmm. No.
I don't, until I met Chris, never met anyone that likes sparkling water. I don't like sparkling water. I think it tastes, like, just, I'd just rather have a regular water.
No, like, just, I don't know if it's because some people try to use it as a soda alternative.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel the same.
No, and it tastes so putrid. And the consistency of it, listen, if it's going to burn going down, I'm just going to go get a Sprite.
I had Parades.
Oh, get out of town. The traffic.
There's no way people like Parades.
Safety hazard.
So much about Parades, I just don't. I don't think I've ever been to a parade other than seeing, Have I ever been to a parade? Maybe because I haven't experienced the right one.
I'll tell you this. Did you ever, like, I know you danced all growing up. Did you ever do, like, organized sport team, like a soccer or anything like that?
No, I tried.
So let me drop some lore. So I don't know if this was just Indiana thing around here, but basically when I played softball all growing up, and this was something that always happened once through the summer season, and that was that you had parade day. And so one of the parents on the team, you basically, like, somebody usually had a truck. Of course they did. And so you would decorate the truck, and you would get, like, banners and stuff, and you would decorate the truck, and they usually had, like, a trailer or just the bed of their truck, and you would get in the bed of the truck, and you would have a bunch of candy, and you would have this route that people would sit on the side of the roads, and you would, like, give candy out. You think, like, you give candy like this. So I played softball. Every single time we were chucking the candy at people. We weren't doing some toss. We were doing some overhanded throws with Jolly Ranchers. Like, it's engraved in my brain that, like, that's something that we did. And maybe that's why I hate on parades now.
That sounds like such an Indiana thing. Never been there, but it just, like, sounds Indiana. Third grade Halloween parade, but we would just have our costumes on and walk around the school, and our parents would watch. Like, it was never, like, a real deal parade.
Okay, fashion show.
Literally fashion show. But I think of parade, I think of, like, Thanksgiving Day parade, and I feel like just for, like, an experience to say you've been there, but, like, other than telling people you've been to the Thanksgiving Day parade, no way it's fun standing in those crowds.
No, and you're not seeing it. It's just like the people who sit there and wait for the ball to drop on New Year's Eve, and they wear literal diapers. I'm gonna say unflavored, like, black coffee or, like, just regular cold brew, like, by itself, you have no flavor in it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think people like it. I think they're just trying to be, like, healthy when getting caffeine. Like, no way you enjoy the taste.
No! You can't tell me that you're just like, burnt beans. Like, yeah. This is, like, so good. Life is short. I'm putting the creamer and the flavor in it.
I have two more. My next one is recitals. But not being in it, going to the recital. I don't care if you love your child so dearly. No way you like the recitals.
No, because it's not... don't have kids, but it's not just about your kid. Like, this is what I would imagine. Like, I don't really care about seeing anybody else's kid perform.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah, no,
those are rough days. Those are always, I always felt bad when my family would come watch a recital. It's like, even if I'm in a lot of dances, there's still so many other ones you have to sit and watch.
Yeah, that was me with any sports that I played. Like, I just knew I was so bad that I was like, don't even come.
Competitions were different because competitions, you had, like, a time where, like, you knew when to go watch the dance, but recitals, like, you have a whole production. Yeah. My next one is a food. I wrote down raisins. I had a lot of foods, but just because I'm picky, but this one I feel like people are pretending to like.
Raisins?
Raisins, yeah.
Eat a grape. Eat a grape. Like, not actually. Like,
yeah, not like raisins in, like, a raisin bread or something, like a full-on little box of raisins. No way.
Eat a thing of grapes, or the only times that raisins are acceptable to me is if they're in the trail mix. I love trail mix.
Yeah.
If it's in a trail mix, I'm fine.
That makes more sense. But if you're getting those little box of raisins, I can picture it. My mom used to buy little boxes.
They would give it to us for school lunch, and I was like, what the hell is this? What do you expect me to do with this?
Yeah, not happening.
No, I'm eating raisins. Ew.
Wait, do I have one more? Oh, I do. This one's good. This one will get you. People that like getting older. Like, we always say how we don't like the idea of getting older, but some people like that they're getting older, but I think you're all lying, and I think you don't actually like it.
No, when people post, like, I can't wait to have grandbabies and just love them, I'm like, no, go ahead and put me in the grave right now. Like, yeah. I don't.
I actually, like, do want to wait.
Oh my god, listen. When I was at Disney, I actually started having a crisis. And so I'm on the monorail. If you guys have been to Disney, you have to get on the monorail to go to Magic Kingdom. I don't know if you have to get on it to go to the other ones, but I know you have to get on it to go to Magic Kingdom. And it's just like a way of transportation. So I was on the monorail with my mom, and then I look up at this woman, and, like, her husband and son were sitting next to me, and her son was probably about, like, our age. And I was just looking at her, though, and I was like, oh wow, like, she used to be my age once. And then I was like, oh, but now she has a kid. Like, she's lived life and he's like my age. And she's at Disney, but she has a husband and she's probably in her 40s. And that caused me to spiral. I was like, one day I'm going to be in my 40s.
I think about that with my mom sometimes. I'm like, in her head, like, she's just a girl. But, like, in my head, she is, like, an adult and she's figured out, like, she is, you know, a different person. But, like, she is just, she's had her teen years and her childhood and everything. But in my head, it's not like that. Oh, my God, it freaks me out.
It's like we forget that they had a life before us and that they are parenting for the first time. Like, they are going through life for the first time. Like, every time they have a birthday, they've never, that's uncharted territory.
Yeah. Like, when I read a book and, like, a mom's point of view, I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, no, you feel like a POS, like 100%. Like, when you read about a mom or, like, parenting, I'm like, oh, my God, because like, if I had kids, I would be, like, stressing to them that this is my first time at life, too. You know what I mean? Like, hey, like, because I imagine, like, if you, like, how, I mean, everyone's gotten into arguments with their parents, but I would be the parent that'd be like, listen, this is my first time, and this is how I'm going about it. Like, I don't know what you want me to tell you. Like, I am 30-something for the first time. I literally, have you ever, no, you've never watched Friends, but the episode where Rachel turns 30, that's going to be me. That is actually going to be me when I turn 30, crying in my room by myself.
I don't know what you're referencing, but when I turned, yeah, me too. Chris said it in the car the other day. He was like, because I said, well, he turned 25. I'm 23 right now. I'm turning 24 soon, but he was like, I wish I was 23. I was like, you're literally, like, not much older.
I was about to say, from the conversations we've had, Chris seems more scared of it than any of us. Like, he seems like he's I don't want to get older.
100%. He could probably talk about this forever. Like, he is, the thought of 30 to him is really freaking him out.
And for me, it's more like, what have I done by the time that I'm 30? Like, have I? Because I feel like it's just the annoyance of what society puts on your 20s and, like, what you should be doing in your 20s. Because honestly, being in your 30s, you're not old. We're not saying that you're old when you're 30 or 40. No, just leaving your 20s
is a big thing in society.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like people, and it sucks because if you don't have your life completely together in your 30s, people look at you like, oh, come on, give the program. We're all doing life for the first time. Who are you to tell me what success is? And success is so personal. Everybody has their own definition of success. I 100% believe it, that there's a success that society tries to push you, and there's a success that you feel within yourself, and you kind of just have to find that. And if you reach out by the time that you're in your 40s, great. Like, I just hate that I feel like society puts a timer on your life and good years when your whole entire life should be good years.
What do people say about it? Your best years, your most fun years.
It's like the most important years, the most, like, whatever years of your life is your 20s. Like, that's your, like, and I do feel like you do a lot of growing in your 20s because, I don't know, your frontal lobe is, you know, actually maturing. But it's not the most important years of your life. Like, it probably, you look back at them fondly, but let's start the live every single year of your life until the day that you die to be the most important.
Yeah, you can still figure your life out at a different age. It doesn't have to be in your 20s to figure out that you're so young. You have so many years left.
You're always going to wish that you were younger. And that's my closing thought.
Here are a couple we could just go through quickly that people sent in for general ones that they think people are pretending to like. The first one is tanning. Like, outside.
Yeah, absolutely. Tanning.
Agreed. The after effect of being tan, love, but actively doing it, never comfortable.
I hate tanning.
Another one is waking up early, which I hate waking up early, but I hate and love it. I love having extra time in the day. Hate the activity of waking up early, like getting up early.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. I'm somebody who genuinely, like, I love waking up early. Like, if I wake up at, like, 8 or 9, I'm, like, pissed off that I, like, slept that late. And not late. But I'm, like, I love waking up early. I love being up at, like, 5 or 6, and I love just, like, getting my stuff done and feeling like I have the day. Like, it's like a, it's like, just, I don't know. I love it.
Yeah. I like having the day. I just, I'm tired usually when I wake up
early. Yeah. I mean, I need a nap for sure.
A lot of people said matcha, which, understandable, but I'm not pretending to like it, I swear. If you get the right one, it's good.
But people, you have to flavor your matcha. Like, if you're going to look me in the face and tell me that you just kind of, like, take the matcha powder and then put your milk in and that you just like that.
Yeah, that flavor is not good, but I hated matcha the first few times I drank it. You have to get the right mixture of stuff.
Yeah.
Another one that we got a lot was running. Like multiple ones of running that people pretend to like.
100%. I don't like running. Like today I went on a run and I literally was like, I don't want to go, but I forced myself to do it because I looked at the weather and I was like, oh, I'll do it after I film the podcast. And mm-hmm. then I literally was like, it said in 20 minutes, it's been thunderstorming so bad. If you guys know, like this week, they're like all over kind of in the Midwest and down. There's like really bad storms. So it's been storming all day. And it was like, hey, in 20 minutes, it's going to start downpouring. So I literally was like, threw on my hauling. Running clothes and I grabbed Charlie up. I put her harness on. I'm like, we're going. I see, like, I get back. Like, I am at the like last part of the run and it just starts.
Yeah.
And like, as soon as I was perfectly. Done. Yeah, so I don't like running, but I just do
it. I feel like no one does. And it's also, we got a lot of just working out, which I feel like no one actually likes it. It's like the feeling you get from working out, like the effects of working out and stuff is more enjoyable than actually working out. We got a few that said getting your nails done.
Oh, absolutely. I talk about this all the time.
I don't think anyone actually, like, there's no way people actually like getting their nails done.
I leave the nail salon in a full body sweat. I just want to let everybody know that. I leave the nail salon scared to speak. Like, I'm terrible at small talk. Oh my God, I wish I was good at it. Like, my mom is the type that can, like, small talk with anybody. Like, oh, we go in, she can small talk. No. Oh my God, it's my worst fear. Oh my God, just act like I'm invisible and I'm just a floating hand. Like, yeah. I can't do it. I'm going to overthink everything.
I leave with like a weight off my shoulders for the next 3 weeks until I have to make the next appointment.
Oh no, that's me right now being like looking at my nails. I'm like, I should go get my nails done. And then I'm like,
yeah, the thought of it is not fun. Okay, we can get into some bookish ones if you have any bookish edition you think people are pretending to like.
Oh, first, oh my God, I have so many. I kind of went off. Okay, first of all, the one bed trope. What is special about it? It lasts one page. They get there. You know exactly what's going to happen. It's going to go one of two ways. And it's either going to go that he decides to sleep on the floor or they put a pillow in between them. Like,
okay. They wake up right next to each other.
Yes. Like, okay. It is the same exact thing every... Like, when the one bed trope comes up, I honestly roll my eyes.
Because when it comes, you know what's going to happen. You know, I mean, still exciting. That's all I had to say. My first one I have is reading on the beach.
Oh my gosh. I didn't think of that one. But that is, it is so annoying.
It's so uncomfortable. Unless I have my Kindle. But I mean, like reading like a paperback on the beach, the water, the sand, laying, getting comfortable. Trying to tan your face, but you want to read, but you can't see up here with the book and the sun in your eyes.
That's why I've started to take earbuds. Like, I did that when we went to the beach, and I just listened to an audiobook the whole entire time. Yeah, I just like laid there and listened to an audiobook. Yeah, I was like, I'm still reading, but I just, like, the squinting, mm-hmm. and then just trying to, like, read it.
When you sit on a chair and, like, look down, and then you go home, and, like, your neck is not tanned because you were looking down. It's like everything is tanned but your
best jackets. For the love of everything, just do a design on the hardcover. Why? I don't care. I'll just dust the book off myself. I don't want the dust jacket.
Yeah, I think it's to protect the book, but I like dust jackets.
No, see, I feel like you're lying. I do not like every time. But it may just be a personal thing, because you guys know, every time in a reading vlog, whatever it is, if I have a hardback, boom, dust jacket off, taking the dust jacket off. Like, I hate it.
I use it as a bookmark sometimes. Like, I'll use the flap in the page I stop.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can see what you mean. It is kind of annoying, like, not just having, like, the book. Like, why do we have something on top?
I also like the aesthetic of having just the hardback with no dust jacket. It makes it look like scholar, you know? Like, it looks like those books that, like, you get from Yale. An important book. Yeah.
Yeah. I have nonfiction, but not like memoirs, because I think memoirs are great, but like going to grab a finance book, like just Google stuff, like go read up online about it. You know what I mean? I just can't see people like...
It's giving textbook. It's giving textbook.
No way people genuinely... I mean, hey, maybe some people do like getting smarter through books.
I sure don't, and I feel like that's painfully obvious for anybody who speaks to me. My next one is a touch her and I'll kill you moment that's not in a fantasy or a dark romance. Can you even throw a punch? Can you even throw a punch? Because I'm not confident that you can. From what I've seen, I don't think you can. And I would love to see you try. Okay?
It doesn't hit the same.
No, and it has to be so specific if you even write that in. Like, okay, dark romance, touch her and I'll kill you. They probably will.
Because maybe honestly, he'll pull through.
No, because yeah. In a dark romance, he is going to probably pull something out here in a second. Yeah. And it's going to happen. And in a fantasy, it usually doesn't happen, but it is like he would, though.
Yeah.
He would.
But in a good old, like, second chance romance, your childhood friend comes back and says, touch her. Kill you.
Touch her and I'll literally kill you. It's like,
okay, ick.
No, okay, that was me. We should do an episode just about stuff that like fictional men do in books that time out.
Yeah, I'm done. The next one I have is long chapters. Some people like them. I think that they're lying.
To say it again, kill me. Like, actually, what book was I reading? I was reading a book like a month or two ago, and I think we were going on like, oh no, it was romantic comedy, and the book was split up into three parts, and so the chapters were like 50-60 pages long. It's like
flipping each page and you keep flipping and flipping and flipping and it's never ending. It's the worst. And I don't know if it's because I like to, like, you want to stop it at the next chapter, like something about yeah. It just feels like not good.
My next one is listening to music while reading. Sometimes it ruins the vibe and it has to be an ambiance for me. Like, I have just come to the conclusion that if I'm listening to music, it has to be my little jazz ambiances because I can't listen to like singing words or like if I was trying to do it earlier and I was reading and I had like a country music playlist going on because that was the vibe of the book. And then I was like, no, I can't because I'm thinking about this song and the characters and I haven't even met them yet. And this is getting messy.
Mm-hmm. And we got a few of those sent in for the book. There's people listening to lyrics. Listen. I like it.
You're a big girly for that.
I don't know. I like having the lyrics.
I did that with all the Chestnut Springs books. I literally looked up like the playlist for every couple, and that hit back then, but it just doesn't now.
Oh, I have reading battle scenes. Like, I love a good fantasy battle.
Yawn.
But I get bored after a few pages of it. I'm like, I don't know.
No, I just, yeah, they're not very interesting to me because it's like, did we just spend this whole entire book building up for this battle and then we're here and I could not care less? I'm like, anyway, yeah. What's going on? I don't know. I'm just, I care more about, I guess, what's going to happen after or what's going to happen yeah. because of it.
Like the genuine, like, oh, she's throwing a punch here. She's taking out her sword.
She swiftly kicks under his leg. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, I guess when it gets like really descriptive and you have like a battle scene for like 30 pages, I get.
Yeah,
too much. No. Which ones were sent in? Someone said rainbow shelves, like when you put your books color coded rather than genre or author.
Back when I did that at like the start of 2023, I think, because I do really like the way that they look. I remember like I uploaded it and I thought that it was so cute and that everybody was gonna be like, oh my gosh, so cute. Literally all of the comments were like, hate this, why would you do that, that's the stupidest way to organize your bookshelves. And I like them, but the thing is that I'll never tell somebody like, hey, the way that you organize your bookshelves are stupid. Yeah. Hey, it's her bookshelf, like what does it have to do with you?
Yeah.
But people literally were so mad that like series weren't together and authors weren't together. And looking back on it, I really liked the way that it looked, but like I do prefer having it split up by genre and author and stuff, just like for my yeah, brain.
Aesthetically it looks good. Also, yeah, when I was trying to find a book or like pull a book out, impossible to find. You have to remember what color the spine is.
You had to memorize what color.
I think people pretend to like books that are super popular because of the hype about them.
I also think that people do this. I think that it, I don't know if it's like in a way that they're just like, I want to hop on a bandwagon, or if it's just that it's scary when a book has a lot of hype for somebody to go on the internet and be like, oh, I didn't really like this, because it feels like a lot of people are going to come after you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been and there before.
Oh yeah, me too. Or the hype rubs off on you and you think you love it as much as everyone else.
Oh yeah. No, I used to do that really bad when I first started like posting book videos. I would be like convincing myself, like it wouldn't be me lying and be like, oh, I liked it and I didn't. Mm-hmm. I thought that I did because I would be convincing myself so heavily, because also like when you are first getting into like putting your opinions online like that, it's yeah. so scary to like be like, I didn't really like it because you're scared that everybody's gonna come after you.
I think the first book I did that was Seven Husbands. I was so scared people were
I knew you were about
gonna
to
be
say
so
that.
Mad at me because I was like such a popular book.
I'm trying to remember some of mine. There were definitely a few that I was like, oh, I really like it. Or not even that I would be like giving it a 5 stars, but I would in my review be like really just trying to find anything in the book that I really liked about it. I'd be like, yeah, no, like I really liked this. And but just now where I'm at, I mean, we all know. I feel like we all know that I am not scared to tear a book apart because if there's one thing I value in life, it's my opinion.
Extended epilogues,
like an epilogue and then another epilogue.
Yeah, I feel like we can really just say epilogues. Do people really like epilogues? There's no way.
I saw that a lot of people don't like epilogues. I don't mind them, and if I really like the couple, I do like to just see like a little slice of life of like that they were happy and stuff. But like even when you end a romance book, you like know what's gonna happen down the road.
Yeah, like I'm usually fine without the kids and the marriage and the babies and how they're proposing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need it.
Unless it's like 2 pages long, but when they're like 10 pages, I get so... I'm like, I finally finished the book, but I still have like 10 more pages, actually.
Well, I always tell people, just skip the epilogue if you don't like it. Like, just if you don't like epilogues, don't read them.
My brain won't let me. I just recently... What did I just read? The epilogue was really good. It like set up for the next book, which I think was really... Butcher and Blackbird. The epilogue was great. I'm really excited about the next book because the epilogue, like...
Sometimes books do that, too. Like, I feel like a lot of, like, interconnected standalones, like your Chestnut Springs, your... When I read the Eden series, all of the epilogues were setting up for the next siblings book. Like, it was kind of giving you a slice of, like, what's going to happen. And, like, Caught Up, I loved that epilogue because that epilogue gave you, like, of what's going to happen in the next book. Oh, my God, I can't wait for the next book. I need to remember when that comes out.
Yeah, I don't love epilogues. 0.25 and 0.5 star ratings.
Oh, get over yourself. I mean, I think it's annoying when I do it. Like, I'm like, oh, this is annoying. But it just really articulates the way you feel about it. Like, if somebody tells me I rated it a 4.25, I'm like, I get exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. Also, I think after you rate so many books, you need, like, a smaller scale of a point
system. A small differentiation.
Yeah, because a 4-star and a 4.5 are so different. Like, yeah. Or 4.75 compared to a 4. So
it's like
different.
It was almost there. Even a 4.75 to a 5, it's like it was almost there. There's just like one tiny thing. But if I just called it a 4.5, you'd think that there was like a kind of bigger gap.
We had a lot of people say classics. Like people pretend they like to read classics.
I mean, I don't think that people pretend to like classics. I think that the literature... In classics, there's very few books in the modern day in which I feel like can hold up to classics. Like, I'm trying to think of books that have been released in the past, like, 10 to 20 years. I think A Little Life is a modern day classic. I think that they do call it that, and I can see that. Yeah, I'm trying to think of some other ones that were called, like, modern day classics, but it's just a different level of literature
that you find in those. Yeah, I think it's really like that type of writing and... old books to enjoy classics, to read more, to know if I like them.
I think we're gonna close out today's episode, you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for
thank
watching.
You for listening.
Leave us a review. Why not?
Leave
if you're
us
feeling
a
fun today.
Follow if you're feeling generous.
Yeah, give us a follow. If you want to interact with these kinds of things, follow us on our Instagram because we're usually posting them on the stories for you guys to send in.
Also, I'm holding as a little closing comment. I'm holding my microphone like this, and I literally feel like a pop star about to belt out like the best thing that you have ever heard. So, just a little thing to take with you on your Thursday or Friday or whatever day it is that you're listening to this. And we'll be back next Thursday, guys.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.